A word for you from Luke 22, verses 70 and 71. So they all said, "Are you the Son of God then?" And he said to them, "You say that I am." Then they said, "What further testimony do we need? We have heard it ourselves from his own lips." Here is the cause. Here is the reason that these leading religious people had to put Jesus to death. Remember, blasphemy according to the law of Moses was something that deserved death. And so here we find the very crux of the matter. These Jewish leaders understood fully the claims of Jesus Christ. They weren't in the category of those who, even in Christian circles, were to say that Jesus wasn't fully the Son of God, he was only the Son of Man. They knew that his claims meant that he was claiming, he was believing for himself, proclaiming to be the very Son of God. And so whether it was just an excuse or not, it was their reason to finally send him to the cross. They believed he had blasphemed. Imagine, the very one who had inspired Moses to write those words is now accused of being the blasphemer. Because prior to this, in verse 69, Jesus had said, "From now on, the Son of Man shall be seated at the right hand of the power of God." And that's when they said, "Are you the Son of God then?" Well, actually, he had said that he is the Son of Man. And then, understanding the symbolism that Jesus used, that the Son of Man would be at the right hand of the power of God, because only the Son of God can be there. That's when they said, "Are you the Son of God?" They wanted a straight yes or no. He refused to bow to their demand. He simply said, "You say that I am." And there was a slight play on words there, because he used the words of that by which he was to be condemned. "You say that I am." And in other translations, the "I am" part comes out even clearer. Only God could proclaim and use the words "I am." The Jews never even used the words, even by accident, the "I am" words. So they understood these were the reasons that they sent him to the cross. Yes, the very Son of Man, the Son of God, sent to the cross for us. And how wrong they were to do it. And yet, Jesus willed it. It was for us.